Last week, I was in full paramedic training mode. Now, you probably don't know this because I haven't mentioned it anywhere yet, but I think I've mentioned that for some time I've been an EMT and I volunteer with a local agency here in Minnesota. But a few months ago, I started paramedic school part-time. I wanted to upgrade in order to be able to do more things from an emergency medical services perspective, still as a volunteer, but it's a long journey. It's a year-long program to upgrade from being an EMT to paramedic. But last week, I was in full paramedic training mode. I was learning about 40 skills, including how to start and maintain an IV, how to insert various types of advanced airways, and I did repetition after repetition. And I had a moment when I realized that this is exactly what we're trying to do in resilience. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. Now, you're probably wondering, what does any of this have to do with resilience? It is about building muscle memory. And that's the realization that I had as I was doing airway after airway and IV after IV. But strategic repetition in resilience exercises, in CMT meetings, and educational sessions with your leadership does the same for your company's performance in a crisis. So let me back up and talk about just high-stakes skills for a minute. The theme here is that repetition builds confidence. It builds precision and it builds calm under pressure. So my reflection last week, I spent 4 days with 7 other colleagues that are going through this program with me. And it was our first time together in person. And we were there to learn a number of skills that paramedics can do that typically EMTs can't do. And that included things you're probably familiar with, like how to start an IV on a person in their hand, in their forearm, in the joint here, near the joint here in your forearm across from your elbow. We learned how to drill IOs, which is a form of an IV, into a bone. We use this in trauma or certain other situations. And we practice learning how to do various types of airways that are way beyond the scope of an EMT. Like, they're complicated, they're advanced, they require medication, special monitoring, whatever. None of these are easy. And I'm not the most physically coordinated person. So part of what we did is we did these skills on mannequins, kind of simulation-based mannequins, and we did it over and over and over until we could do it the right way and until we could do it easily the right way. And IVs is a good example. We started on mannequins. Man, I was great on the mannequin. I 5 for 5 on mannequin practice, even the little child mannequin that was more difficult. But the first time I went to put an IV in a partner, I failed. And I failed the second time. And I failed the third time. And I failed the fourth time. But on the fifth time, I got it. And had changes in technique that helped me do this successfully. What I was thinking about as I was going through this, and this kind of hit me more on day 3 when we were focused on airways, is that there's a lot of parallels about this to how we run resilience programs. That the muscle memory of what to do is a more advanced place to be than just knowing what to do, right? I'm looking at a person's arm. I know, theoretically, how to insert an IV. I've been trained on it. But the muscle memory of doing that is quite different and knowing how to do it the right way every time. So there's a lot of parallels here to crisis leadership, that we don't just rise to the occasion, but rather we fail to the level of training that we have. So we want to practice so that we don't have to think about it in chaos. And that's why I was doing repetition over repetition. Well, the same applies to how we approach this with the resilience programs in your companies, and particularly your crisis management team. The resilience world needs the same kind of rigor and rhythm, the same kind of repetition and muscle memory, so that you do it right when you're really in the critical moment. So here I think about crisis exercises, right? The reputation in exercises matters, not just validating the plan, not just walking through the plan, but it's the behavioral changes and the readiness that we want to be at that really we learn from building muscle memory and doing this repetitively. And crisis management team meetings are also repetitions for you, because every meeting is almost like a set of reps, but for resilience, for readiness. Repetition builds response fluency. So helping people practice their roles and responsibilities, the communications cadence, the decision velocity, the communication velocity. These are all things that help us by doing them repeatedly and building that muscle memory. Muscle memory will build confidence. It will help your team respond better in the actual critical moment. The other thing I take away from last week that I think helps us with resilience is about checklists. Now, we've long advocated, and you've heard me talk about building checklists for members of your crisis management team, and that outline what are the things we need to do when we're activating, when we're deactivating, when certain scenarios happen. The checklist helps you get there because then you don't forget things in the critical moment. Well, guess what we use in EMS? Checklists. So when we go to intubate a patient that needs an endotracheal breathing tube, there's a series of things that has to happen, most of which involves preparation. And then the actual intubation is a 90-second to 2-minute, or sometimes even shorter, process of dispensing certain medications, waiting for them to take effect, which is fairly quick, and then putting in that breathing tube. And you have to do this in a hurry because you need to make sure that that patient is getting the oxygen that they need. But you also have to plan for what if things go wrong? And so what are the steps we're going to take to get there? So we use checklists for that so we don't forget things. It's the same in resilience. You should have checklists for members of your crisis management team because it helps you make sure that you're not forgetting critical things when you're in that critical moment. So what I want you to think about is how you can embed repetition into the rhythm of your program. What's your sequence of meeting as a crisis management team? What's your cadence? How do we make sure we're covering the right topics and we're building that muscle memory? What about exercises? And are we really practicing them with different leaders and with primary backup and maybe to tertiary folks taking the lead across the different subject matter experts and parts of your business? But we want to build muscle across the bench. Doing micro drills or micro simulations using tools like our exercise in a box program, it really help build short scenario conversations where you can do more of these in order to build that reputation and muscle memory. And then you should coach your CMT like you might coach a new paramedic. What are the repetitions? What's the feedback? What are the areas of improvement that we want to do? So whether we're talking about my volunteer life as an EMT, future paramedic, or to how your company is building confidence and muscle memory within your crisis management process, it is all about repetition. And we don't practice until we get it right. We practice until we can't get it wrong because we're comfortable with that muscle memory that we have. So my call to action for you is to think about how you can revisit your exercise cadence and your processes with your CMT and build some repetition into that capability. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.